The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
Rocky, this is going to be a season to remember.
Nice. I like the way you're thinking.
Well, I'm not sure if this is season 5 or season 6. We kind of get mixed up in there.
I think it's 6.
Let's call it 5. Only because I think there's been no rhyme or reason. Only because I think season 1 was like 84 episodes.
Yeah.
Before we decided to. Anyway, season 4, we had 2 major accomplishments.
Number one,
I think we went over 100 shows. Number two, we cleared 10,000 listens or downloads. I don't know what you call them. But those are 2 pretty cool accomplishments for us.
Now, especially the 100 episodes, that's some staying power. So a lot, go out and look at your favorite podcast or look at, just some podcast you listen to. A lot of them don't hang around that long.
No.
We're certainly not, if anybody did the math and they said, 100 episodes and 10,000...
Yeah.
Streams, so it's not, we're not setting the world on fire or anything, but we got some people who listen to us regularly, and we thank you for that. And we'd love to spread it around the globe and turn this into the international sensation that you always dreamed it would be.
Hey, you just got a dream. And and like you said, the ones that don't make it 2.5 years or 100 episodes is because after 30 episodes, they're getting 100 listens. So we did not let that deter us.
No,
right?
We did not. Quitters.
And we've always said the reason we do this wasn't to retire.
Thank God.
For 2 years, you and I have basically talked every week. That's pretty damn cool, right?
But
sometimes you get X amount of listens, sometimes you don't get that. And it's a rush when you get it, and it's kind of a wah-wah when you don't. So I'm going to do one thing real quick. I listen to a couple of podcasts. For example, one of my favorite podcasts that you turned me on to is Dana Carvey and David Spade. It's called Fly on a Wall. And
awesome.
In 2 years, you and I have hit 10,000 listens. I would imagine if they don't get 10,000 listens in the first 2 hours, they're probably cutting ties. It's time to go, right?
But something's wrong.
We don't have the kind of star power they have, blah, 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 so that doesn't matter. But I'm not sure where I was going with this. I just kind of lost
either.
My train of
thought. I like the fact that you were suggesting that we might have some fraction of the star power that Dana Carvey and David Spade have. So you really are dreaming.
What I was trying to say was we definitely, there is a number that we will hit every week, period, even if it's low or high.
Oh, there's a number for sure.
There are certain people that listen to us weekly, and it just, I don't know, that just feels good, right?
Makes our day and our week.
Well, it makes doing this worth it. Like I said, just the fact that you and I talk for once a week. Now, one of our loyal listeners is mom and dad, and I've always kind of joked, they'll
that's
listen
two.
To it together oh, on
that's
the same.
Right.
No, that's not two.
Oh, you're right.
They
I see what you're
to it on
yeah,
the same phone. We get,
yeah,
one,
we only get
listen
one listen
from mom and dad. I'm like, well,
come
listen
on,
to
guys.
It twice. Do something.
Sync
I know what I was going to say. One thing that you hear from these podcasts, whether they're small or large, I mean, even the biggest podcast, one of the things they say at the very beginning is, hey guys, like, subscribe, share, whatever, right? They always
That's
promote
true.
That. I don't know one way or the other, but
we don't really do that. But we should.
I think we
maybe.
Need to do that because from what I understand, as the technology guru that I am, that if someone just hits subscribe when they're listening, then rather than seeing on Facebook or just word of mouth that on Thursday a new episode is out, I think if they hit subscribe, it's just going to automatically download to their phone. Now,
whatever their app is,
but
use.
At least they have it. Yeah.
So please subscribe. It's easy. Yeah. Doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-mm.
Subscribe. Leave us a comment.
That's and one of the things that we're gonna
going
into season five that I would really love to do is, you know, we always talk about, you know, we'd love to hear more more feedback from our listeners, because their feedback is going to tell us what they want, right? Now, we do have a guest coming up after this little segment that I think is going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
And I think even the numbers that you hear there are going to make David Spade and Dana Carvey jealous. But anyway, before we get to them, I don't want to keep this too long before we go to them, but the 2.5 years, the 4 seasons, it's been a hell of a lot of fun. Spending every week talking to you has been fun. You know, we've had quite a few cocktails together. It's
You're gonna
been
make me cry.
Well, it's been
thinking
a very
about all the times I've had to talk
us.
To you on the phone. Oh, yes.
I know.
See,
I know.
I was going light, and you're going heavy. That's why this
heavy.
Works. Because I know. No, we did have.
Oh,
a rough
I year. See what you're saying. I see
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of which. I don't know if we've ever said this before, but it was one of your best quick quips in the history of quick quips. When we were going to Six Flags, or what was it? It was
Fiesta, Texas in
Fiesta,
San Antonio.
Texas. We're going to Fiesta, Texas. And I don't have the most patience in the world, right? And so as we're pulling in, I said, Rocky, what kind of weights are we looking at? Without skipping a beat, you just said, I think you'll be able to ride them all, Jeff. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
And the funny thing was, this was when we were in our late 20s, so we were starting to realize that we weren't our teenage selves anymore. We were starting to fill out a little bit. We thought we were fat.
Yeah,
right? We probably both weighed, I mean, if we were hitting 200 pounds, I doubt we were. But, yeah,
no.
That was funny. I was just kind of poking a little fun at you because you weren't at your high school playing weight anymore.
I was not at my high school playing weight. You know, and now I go to the doctor, and they go to take my blood pressure, and they're like, well, let's add this extension. I'm like,
open up and say oink.
Open up and say oink. But anyway,
what's my blood type?
The last...
Maple.
The last 2 years, maple. Now you see, but I had
That's
friends that
jokes.
Wanted to help me.
That's
it is
one of
my
jokes.
A doctor, one that
I asked my doctor what
with.
My
I
blood type is. He said maple.
I was proud of that one. That was one of my early Facebook jokes.
That was a good one. Let's get to our guests, shall we?
I think we should, and like I said, the first thing I want to do before we go to our guests is just say, Rock, the last 2 years have been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. We have had some fun comments. We do get a lot of comments from, I might get some texts that say, hey, that was good or whatnot. But yes, let's definitely get to our guests. But first of all, thank you to everyone that's listened to us so far, and give us advice of what we can do to, heck, it might make us funny. You know, one of these days, we're going to be funny. We're working on it, but one of these days, we're going to get there. All right, we are back. And Rocky, so we have a guest.
Yeah.
And before we say what this guest is going to be about, I want you to introduce her, because I'm not really familiar with who she is.
You're not, are you? Are you not? Well, this is my lovely daughter-in-law, Taylor, who we used to call Taylor Nefsey, but now she's Taylor Seal, and so we have Taylor and Taylor Seal, or Boy Taylor and Girl Taylor. And so this is Girl Taylor.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you.
Now, for those of us, for the 12 or 13 people that are listening now from day one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
This is also Michelle. This is Michelle.
Some people may remember the first episode.
Yes.
This was the actress behind Michelle, who received an ill-fated contest phone call from us. And you just couldn't get the question.
I guess it would be safe to say that your daughter-in-law was a plant.
She was a plant.
She was a plant. But
hopefully.
Now we have the real Taylor Nefsey. And Taylor, one of the things we talked about in the first half were just like numbers. Like podcast numbers. Like Rocky and I were talking about how our numbers just have seemed to hit a ceiling. And it's a ceiling that Hervé Villechaize would hit his head on. It's a very low ceiling.
She doesn't know who
ceiling.
Hervé Villechaize is.
Oh, okay.
Do you do you know the show Fantasy Island, Taylor? Have you ever seen Fantasy Island?
I don't understand that reference, and I'm so sorry.
Hervé Villechaize played a character
called... I don't know
called,
what the politically correct term is now, but a little person would hit their head on our ceiling.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's very low.
Okay.
And so... Which is fine, because we're not doing it for that reason, but I want to ask you a couple of questions about something that is just amazing. Okay, tell us real quick, before we get any numbers, any details, tell us real quick about what you did to one of your teachers.
Sure.
And just
Sure. We pulled an April Fool's prank on our economics professor when I was in college. It was 2014. We filmed it, and it went viral, long story short.
So before we go to the viral, just tell us what the practical joke was, and then I want to ask you a few questions about it.
Sure.
And then we'll get into what happened with it.
Okay, sounds good. So this was a new professor. He had, in like the first day of class, it's syllabus day. You just review the syllabus and all the rules and important dates. And one of the things in his syllabus was he had a cell phone policy. So if your phone goes off in class, you're required to answer it on speakerphone. And he remembered reading that in the beginning and being like, that seems strange. That just seems like a strange policy. But obviously the incentive was for you to not have your phone on in class.
Sure.
So then you received a phone call.
Sure. I think through the whole semester, that was like the beginning of the spring semester, and we had kind of just informally talked about how it would be really funny to prank him. Like, it was always like, yeah, we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then nothing ever really got planned until the day of, and our class happened to fall on April Fool's Day. And so the morning before the class, me and my friends who were in the class kind of had a group chat going saying, we should do something, right? Like, this is kind of an amazing opportunity to talk about this policy, see if he actually does this. And it's on April Fool's Day, so like we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I had a friend who, or we had lots of different ideas. People were throwing all sorts of stuff. And finally it was like 10 minutes before class, and I was like, we just gotta do something. We're just gonna do like I find out I'm pregnant, just a classic one, keep it simple. I called my friend Ian, who was on the improv troupe, and I said, do you have a class in 10 minutes? And he's like, nope, I got a free period. And I was like, okay, great, in 15 minutes, I need you to call me on my cell phone, and I'm going to put you on speaker and just pretend you are someone in a health clinic and you're giving me the news that I'm pregnant. And that's
during your free period, I want you to mimic a missed period is what you were saying.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
We're very close,
very nice.
Father-in-law, daughter-in-law. Relationship.
No,
here.
That was very fun. That
Did
was
you like
good.
That? Well, you know, it's
definitely an obstetrician's joke.
Yeah,
but
the
anyway.
First time I've heard that. So kudos to you. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
anyway, that's the only direction I gave him. And he just went, okay, call you in 15. And class started. You know, me and my friends, we all were kind of sweating bullets a little bit because we, you know, knew that something was going to happen, but we didn't rehearse it or plan it. We were just going to, hopefully this phone call worked. And then he actually tried to pull a prank on the class by saying, like, initially saying that we had a quiz, and then jokingly was like, oh, April Fools. And then we were just like, oh no, like, uh-oh. Oh no. And so my phone rang, and, you know, I had my friends kind of be like, you should egg him on a little bit just to make sure that he answers it, or that I answer it. And so phone rings, I answer it. The conversation happens where I find out that my results are positive, and my friend on the other line is like, congratulations. I understand that the father is no longer in the picture, but we have all of these supports. It's like, he's like just kind of going on and on and on. And you can on speakerphone, you can see our professor turning all shades of red and then white as just the blood draining from his face. And he's horrified and mortified that I'm receiving this call. And then afterwards, he just, you know, is so apologetic and is just, and he goes, I'm so sorry. I truly, truly, truly did not mean for this to happen. And then that's when I say, that's okay. I've been planning for this. I already know what I'm going to name the baby. And he was like, oh, wow, that's great. And I say, first name will be April. Middle name will be Fools. And it,
oh.
And it took a second, I think.
So did
the hammer drop.
Say, how long did it take to click with them? Surely not right away.
I think maybe 3 seconds you know, just to kind of be like, did that really just happen to me? And then the whole class, yeah, including him, just erupted into laughter. And it was pretty
amazing. And his reaction is perfect.
It's so,
I mean, he was,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
so,
it's so
genuine.
And he's so, yeah, mortified. And so it's, and he's just the sweetest person ever. He's like the nicest, best professor. And
yeah,
so you could just see him working through what was really happening live time in his class.
Right. And we're going to direct our listeners to that video.
Oh,
yes, there will be a link. There will be a link in the show notes.
Okay, cool.
And I'm sure that our listeners, I'll just tell you though, our listeners going out there to listen to it, the numbers that we're going to bring to it, it's going to push it to another level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might.
I'd be interested to see.
Okay.
How many? Go ahead, Jeff.
So real quick, before we get into numbers, mm-hmm, this was just your original reason for doing it, right?
Correct.
I mean, why did you record it? Probably so your friends could see it?
Yeah. Like, the conversation never was, you know, oh, let's prank them so we can put it on the internet. That would be so funny. It generally was just like,
sure,
we got to prank our professor. We went to a really small college. Everybody knows each other. You really have that one-on-one relationship with your professor. And so that was never on the table of, like, we're doing this because we want,
right,
this to happen. And so we filmed it just because we were like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so funny to show people who, like, know Dr. Barrows. And, you know,
yes,
like, it was purely,
right,
purely just
friends.
Yeah, yeah, friends. And mm-hmm, after, like, you know, we did it and looked back on it and was like, wow, that was actually kind of perfect. Like, it was short. It was sweet. It happened exactly how we,
yeah,
needed it to. And we had actually asked him, you know, can we put this on YouTube just to have a link to send to people as opposed to a video file?
So, yeah.
And he originally said no. He originally said, I don't know. I don't feel too super comfortable. Like, I don't really know what that means. And, you know,
mm-hmm,
let's just say no. Let's just send it internally. You know, like, we can still send the video out to friends and family, but just not,
sure,
put it on the internet. And we were like, absolutely. That's totally fine. Totally valid. And I had gone away to visit Boy Taylor for a weekend, and we were sitting at lunch, and he's looking at his phone, and he was like, your prank video is on the internet. And I remember having my heart sunk because I was like, oh, no, like he said, no, like he said not to do that. Oh no. And then I like go back
to
my email, and he had sent an email out to all of us saying, like, actually, I thought about it. Let's put it on YouTube. What's the worst that, what could possibly happen? What's the worst that could happen?
Right.
And
right,
what happened was we went viral, and it was crazy.
So if you think about it, when you put it on YouTube, he's probably thinking, like we are, I can tell my friends that I went to college with to look at this link. You know, there's probably going to be 100, 200, 300 friends and family watching
if
it.
That,
so
like maybe 20.
What happens?
So
20 people listened to it, or how many ended up watching it?
And they told two friends.
Within a week, we had 1 million views within a week. And
now that sounds really impressive.
The final
1 million views is huge.
We were getting calls all the time. People wanted to interview us. We had to do a couple of things with the news. Like it was crazy. And now today, actually, my friend and I were just talking about it. We are at, I think, 72 million.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. And it's
crazy.
It,
and when you say you were on the news, I mean, you were on.
We're on Good Morning America. They zoomed us in,
yeah,
and it was such this bizarre, like all over campus. It was like this was this weird thing.
Crazy.
And we had to email our professors. You know, like there was a specific time, and we all had class, but we had to be like, can we skip class because they want to talk to us, like on Good Morning America? And our professors would be like, oh my God, go! Like that sounds amazing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. So, okay.
And didn't you go on Ellen or something
also?
No, we didn't.
No, that's what I said. That was something that Ellen would... I'm shocked she didn't pick that up, because that is something that she would have jumped on. I'm really surprised they didn't, because of how big it came. But it's okay. So you and Taylor are eating lunch, and it's at a million, right?
Yeah. I think
and how long did it take to get to 10 million?
At that point, it wasn't. It was like he was getting sent the video from, like, friends being like, is this girl Taylor? Like, you know, it was at that point, it, like, hadn't reached me yet. But it was on the internet, and it was happening. And I guess I honestly don't know when we got to 10 million. I think it was just such a whirlwind, and the numbers kept going up, and we just didn't know what to do, because this was not something that we planned for. And people ask us, like, oh, what did you do? Like, there's a specific algorithm and thing that you have to do to, like, go viral, that people strive to go viral for. And we were just like, we just put it on YouTube. Like, we didn't have any kind of agenda to go viral, and it just happened.
You really hit the perfect storm, because, like you said, it wasn't a drawn out 20-minute deal.
Yeah.
It was quick. It was done very well.
Yeah.
The reaction of the teacher was priceless.
Yes.
You know, his quote-unquote policy that he puts in a syllabus, which it's never going to happen. I put it there just to keep kids from bringing their phones to class.
Like, no one had ever, like, tried to see if that was real. Because they were just like, oh, we get it. Yeah, don't put your cell phone out in class. That makes sense.
He hadn't run across Taylor Nefcy yet.
So I'm guessing what happens is, what happens is, you know, it's kind of like Rocky and I were talking about that, I guess, all videos go viral, or even podcasts start getting it. People that you have no idea start sharing this.
Yes.
And then they share it, because this was shareable. This was awesome. And by the way, it's at 73 million views now.
Well, there you go.
I looked it up today. And I always see, like, on YouTube, these people, you know, they're getting 500,000 views, or they're getting 200,000 views, and but they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you make money off of this?
We have, and we still do. It's
really,
yeah. We originally, like, put it on. We didn't put ads on it. I think if we had put an ad on it at the very beginning, I think it would have been we would have made a lot more, just because it would. But I also think that that's how it got shared more, right? You didn't have to wait for that ad. It was just like, you just go through.
Sure.
I think in the very beginning, you would almost, you know, and we split it up between, like, 7 or 8 people, right? It was everybody involved. So, like, you made...
Yes, you made okay. I was wondering
Yeah, we
that.
All split it up. And so maybe, you know, every once in a while, I think the first installment was pretty, I remember, and I was in college, so it was, like, pretty significant. Like, the first installment we all got was, like, maybe $1,500. And so at the time, like,
each.
And so at the time, like, being, like, a junior in college, like, living off campus, I remember, like, getting the email, like, one of the friends, Rachel, she kind of was the one who was like tracking everything and organizing, like, the funds and distributing them. And she was like, all right, everyone's going to get, like, $1,500 in their bank account. So watch out for that. And we all were just like,
oh my God,
like, that's crazy to us. And then I'd say it, like, now, like, even I think a couple years post-college, we would maybe every couple of months, maybe get like $150, $200 that, like, we each would get. But we also worked with a company who technically, like, bought the rights to the video, and they own it, and they track it, and they do the ads, and, like, we still get a small percentage. But we haven't gotten one in a couple of years. So we just kind of let it pool, like, that ad money pools, and then every couple of years, when it gets to a certain point, we'll just distribute it.
That's so
I mean,
wild.
You're getting better residuals than the Little Rascals.
She doesn't know the Little Rascals.
They
either.
Got screwed.
No, I know.
You know the Little
she
Rascals?
She doesn't know the Little Rascals.
Yes. Well, actually, the movie...
How about saying that our viewership, the ceiling of our views, Little Rascals wouldn't fit under them.
Yeah.
But,
Well that's an amazing story.
That is crazy. So now you're getting paid for it, but you had no intention of seeing 73 million views. You put it out there for your friends.
Never.
Now... like you said, had you put ads on it, which I'm guessing this person now who owns it, they're putting ads on that. Because if you're getting 73 million views, I'm wanting to put my ad on that.
And I think when it was after we hit a million, or maybe when we got close to one, I think that's when we started putting ads on it. I don't remember when that started.
I think,
But it just didn't... You know, at the same time, we didn't know what we were doing, right? Like, we weren't, like, churning out these YouTube videos, like, for an audience, and we got to
do things.
We were just like, I guess we'll put ads on it. Like, I don't know. But I think to what your point of, like, why it worked so well was, I think, a lot of different factors. One, right, it was short. It was, like, a two-minute video.
Yep.
There were no ads, at least in the beginning. And I think because it was one of those, like, you see so much of, like, the April Fool's pranks that are, like, really...
Yes.
Can go really bad really quickly. People get hurt. It's like really insensitive and like people cry. Like, I think because it was pretty wholesome, like, right, it was like a classic one. No one got hurt. No feelings were hurt. It was very lighthearted. And I think too, this, I don't know if this would have worked at a bigger college. I think a huge part of it was because we knew this professor and he knew us by our first names, and we saw him inside and outside the classroom. And so we had that close relationship. And I don't know if we would have been comfortable pulling a prank on like a professor that we don't really know. Like, we knew he could handle it, and we knew
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So I think there were a lot of things that just kind of,
I will say that
really well, and it worked. And I think too, Ian, kudos to my friend Ian, because he was like the glue, right? Because it could have really gone off the rails, but like with his improv training, like he knew.
He nailed it.
He nailed it. He really
it was perfect.
Part of it. Yeah.
It was perfect. So real quick, a couple more questions, and I want to put it in perspective. Did you become like a celebrity? I mean, if you the group of you that were walking, that were involved in this, I mean, obviously you were the face of it, right? I mean, it just you were.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you were, you know, to your friends, if they're listening, please let them all listen to this, Taylor. Please make them listen to this. But
all 73
you know,
million.
Their face wasn't in it. So how did you get chosen to be the face of this?
Because I was the theater major, right? So like in the group, you know, it was
okay.
Like,
okay.
We were kind of talking about like someone's got to do it. A lot of people were like, ooh, I don't know if I could, like, keep a straight face, or if I, like, I feel like I'll mess it up, or I feel like I'll say the wrong thing. And so I think that also was part of it, too. Like, you had me where I was just like, we're just going to see what happens, and, like, I can keep a straight face, and we'll just go with it. And also knowing that my friend Ian would also, like, help me and, you know,
on the other
end. But you can see in the video, you can see people, like, throughout it as, like, the camera angle changes.
Yes.
And the two girls who are next to me, Bailey and Rachel, they are... their mouths are cut, like, they're laughing. And so, like, that's also key. Like, you don't really notice it, but they are laughing because they're so uncomfortable at, like, what's all happening. And so that also makes it, like, things could have gone wrong. Like,
so
it, it just happened, and it was organic, and it worked. And then after class, we all went to lunch into the dining hall, and we were just all kind of like, huh, that went really well. Like, nothing went wrong. Like, we did it. Wow, that was really funny. Haha, okay, let's move on with our lives. And then everything changed.
Amazing.
I was lucky enough to be probably one of the first 5,000 to see it. Rocky was probably one of the first 20. Oh, I mean, just because they, you know, friends and family.
Right.
And this is the first time that I realized that you told me that because of your theater major. I knew you were a theater major, but I thought maybe the entire group was. But
no.
You pulled it off. I'm telling you, the Academy Award goes to period. So I want to just put. So did people start noticing you in the student union or walking down the hall? It's like, hey, that's you know, congratulations on your pregnancy.
Yeah,
you know, joking like
no,
that.
No, I think, you know, Aquinas College is a very small college. So people know each other anyway. So I would say like the vibe on campus was everyone was just like, what's happening here?
Okay.
Like they, everyone knew us, we knew them. So it was just kind of this like weird thing where our college was suddenly put on the map, where they're like, we students from Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I don't necessarily think there was like a shift in like how people Like, yes. Because everyone knew each other. But I think the weird part was, I think Boyd Taylor also got this where he would have friends being like, isn't yeah. this your girlfriend? Like, you know, isn't this person? And then I had friends who I hadn't, you know, spoken to in a long time who were in living in different states, living in different countries, being like,
yeah.
is this you? Like, this is you, right? Like, I, you know, I got this from a friend. Like, I didn't even hear about it. And I'm hearing it from this, like, other third party. So that was strange and bizarre. Just to kind of see, like, people kind of check in and be like, wow, like, holy shit, you guys, like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? And we would be like, we don't know what's going on, you guys. Like, we just right? don't know what's happening.
It's fun to hear crazy. Stories behind videos that go viral. And I don't know what the term viral means anymore. Is it 100,000? Is it a million? But it's definitely 73 million. That's beyond yeah. viral. So it's so cool yeah. to hear this story. But I want to put into perspective how big this was. So yeah. today I looked up the original, supposedly original,
yeah.
Charlie Bit My Finger video. Everybody knows that, right? Now, yes. this I can't imagine it was this low, but it wasn't near 79 million. It was around 4 million.
Wow.
Which no, I think would be low. I don't know. Now, however, Baby Shark's at 10 billion. 10 so billion. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know.
I'm not kidding, Rocky. It's 10 I believe billion.
You. I believe you.
Oh, my God.
I think this episode's going to go up into the bees.
All right, for sure.
The billions.
This episode's going to go up into the bees, as in, like, if there's anyone that is that's critiquing it, we might get a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
Only because Taylor joined us.
We'll take that, though. We'll take
but
it.
I do want to say, do you know a guy named Josh Weiland?
Josh Weiland. He was one of the... So that's... You're looking at the original count. He was
yeah.
one of my friends. He's in the room. He's the one who's filming it. He also was the photographer at our wedding.
Josh.
Yeah.
That is perfect. And the reason I'm asking is, everyone out there, just type in April Fool's pregnancy. And hers is going to be the first to come up. If you want to put in Taylor Nefcy, that's great. But I looked at it today. It was 73 million, and it was Josh Whelan who posted it. So if you guys look that up, you will see some of the funniest 2.5 minutes that you're gonna see. It is so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So proud of you.
Oh, thanks. You know, it was truly. I think even now we all still. You know, we'll, like, on April Fool's Day, we'll be like, remember that thing that happened? Like, still happening?
Right.
You know? And it is.
Always will.
Yeah, we always will. And, like, it's still happening and being circulated. And now it's, of course, there's, like, different copies that people have made. My brother, Jared, he will send me TikToks that people will, like, they'll make it. And so, like, it's on Instagram, it's on Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
like, no way.
Yeah, and so he'll just be like, "Oh, like people are doing this," and he's like, "I gotta, you know," he's like, "I always think it's really fun when I'll be like, that's not
you'll
like,
see."
That's great.
Well, the reason I really wanted to give Josh a shout out is if you type in, you know, April Fool's pregnancy, a lot of your videos will come up. Some of them might be 100,000, some of them might be 2 million. So they kind of keep maybe hitting around, and then boom, they hit another little spike.
Yeah.
But the one that's 73 million is Josh Whelan. So look that one up.
Yep.
And you're going to see the actual coverage of, I mean, guys, this is huge. I mean, you don't get coverage like this. I mean, this is like Kennedy coverage, right? There's a second shooter in this video. We just haven't found him.
What in the world are you talking about? I think we should let Taylor go. She's
I'm
been
saying
so
this
nice
is live coverage that no one expected
that's
to
true.
See.
No, thank
this
you.
Is the Zapruder film.
You know, we do. We're. I think one of the things
we're the Warren Commission.
We say we want to do is when it reaches 100 million, no matter where we're at, like wherever we live in the country, we all want to try to meet up and have a beer and just kind of be like 100 million, right? Like, and I think, you know, we always we look back at it and, like, you know, a couple years ago, you know, it was like 49 and now it's like 65. Like, it just keeps going up. Like, every once in a while I'll just kind of look and be like, what is it? And I'll be like, oh, it's gone up by several million. Like, people are still watching it, and, like, the comments are recent, like from today, a week ago. Like, it's still being circulated, and it's kind of a crazy. It's still, it just still blows my mind.
Let me,
Well, we're going to get you to 100 million. Our listeners, will get you there.
The comments are
gold.
Hysterical. It is.
I haven't seen one negative comment yet. They just say, y'all nailed it.
The comments are, they're so funny. And some of them, I mean, still, like, my favorite one by far that always makes us laugh. Like, and we had, like, I think when it was, like, really getting up in the millions and we were still in college, we all, like, sat around and, like, were reading them and just crying because we were laughing so hard at some of these comments that people would say. And my favorite one by far was, wow, that's really messed up. That teacher got that middle school girl pregnant. To be like, what?
Oh, my God.
Somebody missed the point.
Right, like, definitely college. And, like, you think I'm in middle school? Like, oh, my God. Like, what a horrifying. No. But people, people respond to it. I think because
it is.
It's enjoyable to watch. Like, it's short, it's sweet.
Absolutely.
Reaction from Dr. Barrows. I mean, you just see him go through.
Well, before we leave.
Of grief, maybe? I don't know. But
he went through the stages.
No, he was just priceless. He was priceless.
Yep.
So, one of the things Rocky and I talked about at the very beginning of the show before we brought you on is last season we hit over 10,000 downloads, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to see. So, I mean, I don't know math, thank goodness, because if you divide it, I don't want to know the average of that. But we have 10,000 downloads. You have 22,000 comments.
I think what Jeff is saying keep your head on a swivel because we're coming for you.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, when you have.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure. we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor and at least tell Josh Weiland about this. Maybe he'll listen to it and give us another prop and share it. And the next thing you know, your teacher might hear it. But anyway, thank you so much
for
being
on
here because that story is,
for sure,
without a doubt, one of the best
there is. Thanks, Taylor. Well, Jeff, that was pretty cool.
It was.
You know, I mean, I know your dream is to go viral, and I went viral recently last fall. It involved a swab up my nose, a fever, and a horrible cough. And I think I remember one time you going viral, and it involved a swab and a restraining order. But anyway, I mean, it was inspiring to hear that something can just be organic and just happen off the cuff. And take the world by storm. So to all of our listeners, like, subscribe, leave us some comments. Let's grow this thing, baby.
That's right. And to my defense, I didn't realize he said swab the deck.
Ooh. Aye, aye, sir.
Arr.
Thank you for listening to the Just Jeff and the Dazzlingly Uncool podcast. Check back every Thursday for new episodes. If there's a topic you think we should discuss on the podcast, leave us a comment or a message and we'll do our best to get to it. Check us out on Facebook and join our group called Growing Up 70s and 80s Texas Style. Didn't grow up in the 70s or the 80s? No problem. Didn't grow up in Texas? No problem. We still want you in the group and as part of the discussion. Hey, do you think you yourself may be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to our podcast, chances are pretty good, or at least that you will be one day. Wear that title with pride. To find out more, check out www.rockyseelmusic.com.